This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Auctions don't often lead to actions in court, but this one definitely did. The case involved an anonymous telephone bidder who bid $400,000 for an antique described as, quote, a fine Russian silver enameled covered box with gilded interior. The bidder had submitted an absentee bidder form with his name, address, telephone, and credit card number, and was assigned bidder number 305. The owner of the item was known only as consignor number 428, and no other information was available. The bidder later changed his mind and claimed the whole deal was void because it did not satisfy the statute of frauds, which requires a written memorandum that lists both the buyer and the seller. And the court agreed that the deal could be canceled because the name and address of consignor 428 was never disclosed. So anonymous bidders and sellers can do business as long as somebody knows their names. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.